This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And looking back at 2020, just hours left, we get the perspective of national talk show host Doug Steffen. If you're up early, you hear him weekdays from 2 to 6 on the DJ V Show. Doug joining us from Framingham, Massachusetts. Good morning.
How do you do, and Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you as well, as we get ready to say goodbye to 2020.
Good riddance. Yeah. Give it the old American salute.
Yeah, there you go. What was this year like for you? How was it different?
Oh, that's an interesting question. In terms of my personal life, in terms of the radio program, I think we all have had a shakeup in terms of our personal lives, no question about that. The radio program has grown. I guess it wouldn't be any good if it didn't continue to grow. I think most of us have a reflective point of view. It's sad, actually, if I were to tell you the real truth. I feel sad because I haven't been able to spend the time with my family that I would want. This is the first Christmas and New Year I haven't been with my daughter and my son and my grandson. His birthday was this past week. My daughter's birthday was this past week. And they're in California, and you can't really get into California. And so I think there's a reflection that's necessary for all of us on our personal lives and how we recreate, if you will, recreate and recreate. We've had to change a lot of our habits, although I will tell you, in terms of my own life, the radio program has run as it normally does. I do it from a studio in my home on my farm. That hasn't changed. Working on the farm this spring, this summer, this fall hasn't really changed. When I go out in public, I make sure I wear a mask. I do practice the personal distancing that I think, even if it didn't do any good, it would be, I think, impolite. I feel that it's irreverent or I don't know. It's just rude if you haven't got enough. I went to Pennsylvania, excuse me, last weekend. You may have heard me talking about it on the air, to pick up a tractor at a tractor dealer. And it was Chambersburg near Harrisburg. And I walked in to the facility on Saturday morning, and it had a big sign: you can use your own judgment. We're not going to tell you you have to wear a mask, but it would be good if you did. But if you feel strongly that you shouldn't, then you don't have to. And I thought that was an interesting perspective, because we are hearing from lots of different places that it is mandatory to wear masks. You can't get into the business. You can't get into the restaurant. You can't go visit people. And I get it. But I also get people who kind of don't want to do it. There are some who have good reasons for not doing it, and there are some who have stupid reasons for not doing it. So I hope that answers your question.
Well, interestingly for you, you've been working from home really forever.
I have, since the 1990s. The radio program has been, I had two or three networks early on where I would work. I worked in a facility in Baltimore for a year or so. Then I was in Tampa for a year or so. And then because I wanted to survive, and the other place I was working with didn't survive, I wanted to sort of create a circumstance where I could be dependent on no one but me. And that's kind of where it's progressed over the past. This is the 33rd year of me doing a morning syndicated radio program.
And your other co-hosts are all in other parts of the country as well.
Yeah, Jennifer is in California. Victoria is in New Jersey. On Monday, you will hear a new voice starting on the program. Her name is Jay Kirshner. She's going to be in charge of social media, our platforms, connecting with the public, the listeners who have things to say that we don't have time to track when we're on the air. So there'll be a new voice on Monday to join the two women and me. I call them the two girls. They don't mind me calling them girls. Some people would mind me calling them girls, but they don't mind me calling them girls.
What's the weather like in Massachusetts, in Framingham today?
It sucks, frankly. it's been real. I was listening to your weather forecast. Excuse me, that was just before we went on. And I was thinking, geez, that sounds like the forecast here. It's 40 degrees in rain. It's 38 degrees in rain. It's 42 degrees in rain. I'm trying to get some work done on the farm because there's a lot of manure piled up that I want to get spread. And the rain and the – it's been actually cold, though, the last three or four weeks. It's been unseasonably cold. We had a huge snowstorm for this time of year, but then it rained a lot and it's all gone. But the ground is frozen and, you know, it's – I think it's probably warmer where you are because the Northwest is always warmer, but you're always wetter for the most part than we are too, I think, right?
Yeah, definitely, and especially on this side of the mountains. Now, during the course of a normal program in the morning, you talk about a lot of different things. Don't just talk about politics. We've got other programs that do that. But as you've looked at the year for folks, along with people staying distant and remote and kind of that withdrawn thing, what do you feel like some of the costs of this past year have been to people?
In terms of money or in terms of their life and their pursuit of happiness?
Well, kind of both.
Yeah. Well, I think that we've had and this is one of the things that I kind of resented. If you're listening carefully early on, one of the things that I said in March, late March, early April, was that I felt there was an overreaction to what we knew at the time. And then I sort of fell into the compliance mode for a month or two. And then I started seeing some of my friends who run hardware stores, who run restaurants, who have independent businesses fall apart, you know, mentally and emotionally and economically, because this thing, for some businesses, didn't take long to knock them out. And as you know, I also have very strong feelings about making the Chinese government responsible for holding them responsible for what they've created here. And I seem to be talking to myself in that score, because I don't hear a lot of people, I don't know if it's agreeing or just willing to do something. You know, I try to put my money where my mouth is. I spent a lot of time, and I tell that story on the air, trying to find a new alarm clock, not find one that was made in China. It took me 2.5 hours to find one that was made in Germany. Same thing when I needed a new toothbrush. It took me hours to find one online. You can't go to a store. Go to a drugstore. You go to a Target. You go to any of the department stores, and all this crap is made in China. And I'm just not going to buy stuff made in China. If I have to go without, I'll go without. So you say, okay, well, how are you going to do computers? How are you going to do iPhones? How are you going to do all that stuff? Well, I already have a commitment. I've already bought one. I had to buy a new flip phone, and I found one that was made in Japan, not in China. But you know, the real story here isn't really, you know, trying to find one that isn't made in America. I have found, excuse me, a website called Made in America. It's a Buffalo, New York outfit that has stores around the Northeast, but everything in the store is obviously made in America. I was trying to find some work gloves for the farm, and so I went there, and they were all sold out, which tells me that people are beginning to at least think like I have been thinking. They want to source materials made in America. I mean, if you think it through, imagine how our economy would be if we brought the products and the jobs back here that we've laid waste to our own products and goods and things and materials that are made here because it was cheaper to make them in China. The Chinese, they're not stupid. They figured out, as a matter of fact, they're very smart. They figured out how we think. And so they tailored their industry to meet our needs so that we'd become dependent on them, and that's what we've become. And now they're laughing because this COVID thing, which was created by them in a laboratory, released in my mind to bring the world, certainly America, to its knees and the rest of the world so that their economy can flourish. And so here we go again, back to making drugs. I noticed that, well, Trump did a pretty good job, actually, of trying to get the drug companies first to focus on bringing things back to them, bringing their products back to America. Some companies are moving out of China and going into other areas in Southeast Asia. But for God's sakes, we've got to get a grip on this and stop with all of the crap from China.
Last question for you. What do you look forward to in the new year?
I look forward to being healthy and happy. I'm a very lucky guy. I've had a great life to this point. You may have heard me tell the story on the air. In September, I had a subtle TIA, which is a sort of invisible stroke. It lasted for less than 2 minutes, and I've tried to change my life a little bit, working around that reality. The problem is that I can't get doctors to agree on even whether I had one, never mind what I should do about it. So I'm just kind of piecing together that reality, dealing with the medical community much more than I ever have in my life. That's personal. I think the country, you know, there's good and bad in everybody. Trump did a lot of great things, frankly. I think that they've been minimized by the opposition. I think Biden will do some good things. I think he has good intentions. And so, you know, you give somebody that. I'd like to think that we would figure out a way how to get together and stop with all the vitriol, the anger, the fear-based thinking. I would like to think we could do that. I know I'm going to make a stand where I am in terms of what we talk about. I mean, we've always kind of done the subtle, soft stuff or the softer side, the better side of life. But I'd like to spend more time on that and less time on things that make people angry and upset. I think the COVID thing, as I said, we way overreacted to it. That hopefully will be rectified somewhat, but it's taken a hell of a toll on people and businesses, and maybe some of that stuff can come back. Maybe people be more creative and they'll come up with new things. I mean, I think that's part of what we always think in the new year. We think of new beginnings and new hopes and dreams, and you know, I think that should propel us into the first part of the year, and then, you know, you kind of go from there, because you don't know. We have today, we have the now, we have here to live with and to live in, and you don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. But God, we've had between the movement and the presidential election and COVID, we've all had one heck of a year. So let's keep our fingers crossed and think that this next year is going to be much better than the last year.
All right, some great perspective. Doug Steffen, thanks for joining us this morning. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you. Look forward to talking to you again soon in the new year.
All right, 844 News Radio 1240 KQEN.